For the past few weeks, we've been following the path of gentrification from the Central District into South Seattle. As land values go up, people start to feel the pressure to leave. That's just starting to happen in Rainier Beach. It's a community that's home to a large minority population, and what you could argue is Seattle's last big family farm. KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols goes exploring.
There are horses on Henderson Street. They're headed from their farm, right by the Rainier Beach Light Rail Station, down to the shore of Lake Washington. They're passing through one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the city, and they really stick out.
Look at that! Magnificent animals! Oh my gosh! Look at that! You see how, look at that!
The horses splash into Lake Washington and go for a swim.
It's a beautiful thing right here. They get in the water like that? Gallop in the water?
Everywhere, people stop and stare. It's a reminder of how much the neighborhood has changed. This area used to be all farms.
We have never lost faith in this area, and we've thought it's been wonderful through all the transitions that it's been through.
That's Lisa Safera, who owns the farm now. Seated beside her is her mother, Gloria Safera, who owned it before her. During the Great Depression, this farm got the family through.
My own father had a milk route, and he had a Red Flyer wagon, and he used to walk around and sell like pints of milk to the neighbors.
The freeway, Boeing Field, and the development of Rainier Beach, they all came later. The farm became an anachronism. One time their steer escaped and ran down Interstate 5 towards Seattle. The traffic backed up for miles.
Because he would dart back and forth. You couldn't get past him. You didn't know what lane to take because he was running sideways and doing all kinds of stuff.
14-year-old Lisa and her sister found the steer by following the news helicopters overhead. They coaxed him into a trailer and took him home.
He had been galloping a long way, and he was really fat, and he wasn't in shape. And when he came home, he laid down immediately in the barn.
In the decades since the steer got out, Rainier Beach kept changing. African Americans moved here from the Central District. Refugees moved here from around the world. Millionaires snapped up the waterfront property. With all that demand, land prices rose, and the farm started getting offers from developers.
And one letter said, "Why don't you sell your property because obviously you're not using it?"
But the farm faced a bigger threat when it passed from Gloria Safera's generation to the next. Gloria divided the farm up between her two daughters. Lisa wanted to keep the farm, but her sister was thinking of selling.
Those were really trying times for me.
They went through mediation to come up with a fair price. Lisa bought her sister out, and the farm was saved, at least for this generation. But other residents in Rainier Beach may not be able to stick it out. Light rail has increased the accessibility of this neighborhood, and rents are rising here once again. Rainier Beach's Sharon Stewart Silvano recently got a letter from her landlord.
And the letter basically said, you know, thank you for being good renters. The house is going to get remodeled and then it's going to be sold.
Stewart Silvano and her family will have to move. Over 5 years, she says she's paid $75,000 in rent. And now she feels like she has nothing to show for that.
We have a stake in, you know, Rainier Beach, and my kid has been in that neighborhood and has grown to be a young man. And we could still be where we were if we owned it, but we don't.
One day, Stewart Silvano saw the Safera family horses walking through Rainier Beach. She had never seen them before, so she assumed they were part of the gentrification that's been pushing her out.
These white women walk by on horses through a black place. And so at that time, it was like, is this a new discovery?
That's when I told her that family and their farm have been in Rainier Beach for almost 100 years.
That's awesome. That 100 years, they stayed, that family stayed. They preserved their land, and they did not sell out. Wow.
Now she wants to show those horses to her own kids, because she thinks it's cool that this family survived. But the Saferas know they have to keep working to fit in here. New people are moving in. People online have been complaining about horse poop on the streets. The family knows they need to take these horses out to be seen and to talk to people. So at the end of the trail ride, they do something a little unusual.
Hi, can we have 5 soft serve ice cream cones?
They stop for ice cream at the McDonald's drive-thru. On horseback, of course.
Now we're serving with horses?
The McDonald's employees are good sports.
But it's okay. We solved it. We got it done.
Then the Safaris lead the horses back home to the barn for a well-deserved rest.
Where are you guys coming from?
In Rainier Beach, I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW News.
Oh, your horses are so beautiful!